الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهد الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله أرسله بالحق بشيرا ونذيرا وداعيا إلى الله بإذنه وسراجا منيرا أما بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ألف لام ميم ذلك الكتاب لا ريب فيه هدى للمتقين وقال الله تعالى إذن يا أيها الذين آمنوا كتب عليكم الصيام كما كتب على الذين من قبلكم لعلكم تتقون صدق الله العظيم وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم إذا دخل رمضان فتحت أبواب الجنة وغلقت أبواب النار وصفدت الشياطين وقال أيضا من خاف عدلج أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام My respected علماء حفاظ elders and brothers Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is our creator La ilaha illallah And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the creator of everything. Whatever there is in this entire existence, every single thing is the creation of Allah. Not a single thing, no matter what it is, where it is, how small it is, how big it is, no matter when it is now, before, or it's still yet to come. Every single thing is the creation of Allah. Every single thing will only come after Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala decides to create it and give it wujud. Nothing comes on its own. This, my dear brothers, is something that is the greatest lesson of iman. This is the greatest lesson of iman. And this, in fact, is the da'wat of iman. The kuffar of Makkah, they understood kalima and they understood iman better than us. The kuffar of Makkah. The understanding that they had of this kalima and of iman. Today, we unfortunately, we are still in this predicament that we are stuck with the translation of the kalima. We are stuck with the translation of the kalima. There is a difference between the meaning of the kalima and the translation of the kalima. In Arabic you'll say, La ilaha illallah. In English, you say, there is none worthy of worship except Allah. In Urdu, you say, koi maabud nahi hai siwa Allah. In Spanish, you say, no atra Dios except Allah. So these are all translations from one language to another. So we ask anybody, what is the meaning of La ilaha illallah? They say, there is none worthy of worship except Allah. So then we are stuck there. And we leave ourselves right there. There's none worthy of worship. So we won't make sajda to a mountain. We won't make sajda to a tree and to a snake and to an animal or to an idol. Because we know there's none worthy of worship except Allah. But that's only the translation. When Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's uncle, Abu Talib, he was in his deathbed, about to leave this world. So the kuffar, the leaders of Makkah, they all came by him. They surrounded him in his room. And they complained to him. They told him that, look, what is your nephew? He is doing this and he's saying this and he's calling the people towards this and he's dividing us and he's causing this problem and that problem and he's calling us to some other god and all of this. They complained. They put all the complaints in front of him. So they told him, call your nephew and warn him. So Abu Talib sent for his nephew, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was harisun. Allah Ta'ala describes harisun. For an understanding of the word, although it's not the correct translation, but for the understanding, when we were small, very small, maybe about 5 or 6 years old, then whenever my grandmother used to have visitors over for a dawat, so whenever we are laying the dasturkhan on the table, whatever it is, we pinching a little bit to eat, you know, from there, a little bit of this, little bit. So she should come and she give us one hit, and she say, haris mat ho, don't be greedy. Haris mat ho, don't be greedy. So understanding of this word, harisun, Allah Ta'ala describes, although it's not the translation, but it's a description. The greediness of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam for the hidayat of mankind. His greediness. So when Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam heard that his uncle was calling him and that the kuffar, the leaders of the kuffar, Abu Jahl, Abu Lahab, all of them were there. Abu Sufyan, all of them were there. So he went quickly. Quick. With this umid and hope that now I got a chance to give dawah to all of them at one time and call them towards La ilaha illallah. So he ran. He went swiftly. He entered the room. And this next part is for all our youngsters, our youth, especially, you know, we have got this following, this burn inside our hearts to follow the kuffar, to be like them, to dress like them, to have hairstyles like them, t-shirts like them, all the funny things, what the kuffar wear, we want to wear that, behave like that. We want to praise them when they score a goal and we want to do this and jump for joy for them. We want to follow them in this fanatical way. So listen to what the kuffar did. How they embarrassed and ashamed Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, na'udhu billah. When Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came to the room where Abu Talib was lying down and about to die, the room was full. I try and picture it like in this masjid, you know, it's full. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, from the door, he looked. And he saw one place. Just one place. One small little gap right next to the bed of his uncle. There was one gap there for one person to fit. And he was about to move to go to that gap. Abu Jahl saw that. He saw that Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam saw that gap. He quickly moved and he closed that gap. And Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam had no other choice but to sit at the door where he was standing. Right there. This is the way they treated Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the kuffar. And today how we treat them. How we embrace them. How we follow them. How we want to be like them. We're even building our houses like them. This is not something I was talking about, just came out. We're building a house. I went to one person's house and I see, hey, from his lounge to his dining room and to his kitchen, it's all one. So I asked him, hey, what's going on? He says, no, this is the new style. Open plan. So? So I said, when your wife comes in, everybody sees. Your daughter comes into the kitchen, everybody sees. So no, that's the modern style. That's the way it's moving. anti-parda. It's not called open style. Open plan. What's it called? Anti-parda. Like everybody must be exposed. The poor lady, she's there, she may be preparing for some people. Now the people come, she's embarrassed. She must go sit inside the bedroom while the people are eating. Why? Because we want to follow the kuffar. So this is where they made Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam sit. At the door and embarrassed Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in front of everybody. But Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's heart was too big. What a heart Allah gave Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. What a beautiful heart. His heart was beyond that. He saw beyond that. Because his objective was hidayat. That people must be saved from the fire of Jahannam. This is what his nazar and his direction was towards. So as we may say in our words, the nitty-gritty small things did not bother him. The little tickles and the pushing and that didn't bother him. What bothered him is that a person must leave this world without iman. This bothered him. Does that bother us today? So anyway, we were discussing about iman, about la ilaha illallah. What is the meaning? So then, Abu Talib tells Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, oh my nephew, tell me, what is this complaint I'm hearing? The people complaining about you, that you are dividing everybody and you're doing like this and you're cursing our gods and you're saying all of this. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, oh my uncle, I only want them to accept one kalima. Now here the word kalima is meaning sentence. In Arabic, it's sentence. I want them to want this one kalima. If they accept this, if they will become the rulers. They will rule everything. Even the non-Muslim, the one from out of the Ajam, they will be subservient to them and pay them the taxes also. In other words, they will become the kings. Everything they will have. So Abu Jahl, he stands up, he says, kalimatun, just one kalima? One word? One sentence? He says, we are ready to accept 10. We are ready to accept. In other words, the dunya got presented in front of them that you will become the rulers, you will become the kings, you will get the wealth, you will get the position. The things that we also desire today, you know. The things that we desire. So that was presented. So he said, hoo-hoo, for this, what one kalima? We are ready to accept 10. 10 kalimas like this, no problem. What is it? So what did Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam tell him? Qulu, la ilaha illallah. So now when they heard this, they got upset. When they heard this, they got upset. They started dusting their clothes in disgust like this. Showing their disgust for Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, na'udhu billah. So then they said, oh Muhammad, you want us to make all our gods into one god? Ajeeb, ujab, impossible. This is strange. This can never happen. So this teaches us what this kalima is. That thing that they were dependent on and calling for and putting their reliance on that one god for weather, one god for the farming, one god for family, one god for job, one god for wealth, one god for health, one god for children. They are different gods, three, all the different things. And then they would rely upon these gods and call out to them and sacrifice for them. Sacrifice their health for them, sacrifice their wealth for them, sacrifice their time for them, sacrifice their honor for them, sacrifice everything for these gods. Because they had the belief that these gods are helping them. Now they're saying, you want us to take all of this and put it into one. Say, this is impossible. So this is iman. Iman of la ilaha illallah means to put our reliance on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Our tawakkul on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Our fear to come on Allah. Our love to come on Allah. Our reliance to come on Allah. Our dependence to come on Allah. The taqwa that we are talking about, la'allakum tattaqoon. Allah is reminding us what this Ramadan is. What this Ramadan is. If I am not getting closer to... You see what happens to us, my dear brothers. You see, our example is like this. Our example is like a shepherd that is taking his flock. His flock of sheep is taking it and going. And then what happens is that little one sheep goes out of the flock little. So the shepherd makes a slight noise. The sheep hears that noise, it comes out quickly. But after a while, another two or three goes a bit further. So this noise is not enough for it to hear. So it whistles. The shepherd whistles. Or rather, he'll take his stick and he'll knock the stick onto the ground, onto the rock. They'll hear that noise, they'll come back. But then some go a bit more further. They can't hear the clicking, they can't hear that stick noise, so he whistles to them. Because they've gone a bit further. So they come back. And then some go very, very far. Then the shepherd has a little shepherd dog. He sends a dog to them. He says, go and round them up and bring them back. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives us opportunities where we come back. So are we, is the click enough for us? Is a small hit with a stick enough for us? Is the whistle enough for us? Or must Allah ta'ala send his dogs after us? How far are we going to go? How far? Allah has given us a beautiful month of Ramadan. And Allah Ta'ala says in the Quran, لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ. Meaning, return to Him. Become His. Have the love for Allah like how we have the love. If only we had half the love for Allah like how we love the things that we possess. That is why when we lose things of the world, it matters to us. It worries us. A child must just drop a glass at home that breaks. It worries and bothers us. The car must get scratched. It worries, it bothers us. We go to the masjid, somebody takes our shoe, and now I don't have a shoe. It worries, it bothers us. The lights must go away for 2 hours. It's such a botheration, such an irritation. Water must go away, lights must go away. It's such an irritation for us, like we cannot live without it. We're going in West Africa, one of the countries, so a vehicle broke down a little bit, so we came to such a village, it wasn't yet dark, but when it became dark, we realized it's such a village that has no lights. Not didn't have lights at that time, they have no light, there is no electricity. So it's dark, completely pitch black. So the brother, the person who was helping us, so I said, hey, how you live like this? Look, it's just dark. He said, Sheikh, during the day there's enough light. He said, during the day is enough light. Whatever we need to do, we do it. The night time is for resting. Simple lives. Our lives have become too complicating. So the interference and the botheration of our lives, we can't take it. Just a few days, few weeks back, we went in Jamaat. So it was so hot that day. So I was going to read Salah, you know. So we got into the masjid and it was hot. So I looked, hey, where the fan is on. Okay, fan is on there. Remember the fan, read 2 rakat Salah with the fan. We want a ibadat of convenience. Ibadat of convenience. So la'allakum tattaqoon, my dear brothers. It's to develop love for Allah. The taqwa and the fear of Allah and the reliance can't come without the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala comes only when we are ready to compare the love, what I have from the love of my dunya, I have to compare it with the love of my Allah. If I miss, forget missing salah, there is no such thing as missing salah. We shouldn't even talking about missing salah. Missing salah is unthinkable for a mu'min. Unthinkable. That he would miss his salah. Let's talk about missing salah in the first saf. If I miss my salah in the first saf, it must worry me. If I miss my takbir ula, it must worry me. If I miss the first rakat, it must worry me, it must bother me. This must become the irritation of my life. This must become the scratch in our body. When something our body scratch, we begin to itch, we begin to scratch. This must be it. لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ. And for this, Allah has given us a beautiful month of Ramadan. May we appreciate this month, my dear brothers. Such a beautiful month. I don't appreciate it. The way Allah... Am I worthy of this month? Let us answer the question. Am I worthy of such a month for me to be present in such a month? Am I worthy of this month? Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq, my dear brothers, that let us appreciate this month, value this month, and cherish every moment of this month, inshallah. سبحان الله وبحمده سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك